This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Carl Moeller, president of Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations in the world assisting the persecuted Christian church. And Dr. Moeller, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you again, Greg.
Well, each year you and I talk several times, but one of those times is always to go over your World Watch List, which is just out today on January 6th for the year 2010. And once again, no surprise at the top. We'll go over the top 10 here in just a moment, or the worst 10, really. But this year you've even quantified them with actual scores, and by far North Korea is the worst.
Yeah, it really is. And I'd like people to know that when we talk about persecution of Christians, and we're talking about, you know, in addition to just the tip of the iceberg of Christians being killed for their faith, we're talking about tens of thousands in North Korea in labor camps, and we're talking about an entire society built on crushing Christian witness. So North Korea is in a complete category by itself in terms of the severity, the intensity, and just the ruthlessness of the persecution that's going on there.
So North Korea, which has been number one now for several years, remains number one. The rest of the 10 goes Iran, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, the Maldives, Afghanistan, Yemen, Mauritania, Laos, and Uzbekistan. North Korea, obviously an atheistic communist nation. Most of those others, though, radical Islam.
Yeah, that's right. And they're not a place that I wager that nobody out there has those countries on their list of vacation spots for 2010. These are places where the correlation between persecution and overall lack of freedom in society is very, very great. A place like Iran, for example, has a tremendous history of cracking down ruthlessly on anyone who they perceive to be anti-government. And we saw that this summer in the protests against the regime during the contested elections. But what people didn't see was that within that country, dozens of Christian house churches were being cracked down on. Their leaders rounded up and brought to jail, interrogated, held without trial, and even tortured. And we've even had some reports of Christians being killed in this past year for their faith in Iran.
Dr. Moeller, when you get that high on the list, it's still pretty bad no matter what your rank is. But if memory serves, Saudi Arabia used to be worse than Iran. What changed there?
Well, it's not that Saudi Arabia got better. We made very clear with that. It still remains a place where there's absolutely no religious liberty whatsoever. It's just that Iran got so much worse. And again, Iran outdid itself this year in intensity of hostility against Christian witness. But Saudi Arabia is no better. Frankly, it's quite close to Iran in that sense. If you are a non-believer and you touch a Quran in Saudi Arabia, you can literally have your hands cut off. If you convert from Islam to Christianity, by definition, you have insulted or defamed Islam, and you are less than an infidel, and you are worthy of death. To put a quick point on it, that's not the feeling of some isolated radicals in Saudi Arabia. That's literally the law of the land. So conversion is a death sentence in Saudi Arabia. And yet, Greg, I think it's really important that people realize that our brothers and sisters, bold Christians in these places, have converted from Islam to Christianity, and the church is growing despite the incredible storm of persecution that they face.
Well, that is incredibly encouraging to hear that, along with all the very disturbing policies of these governments. As I mentioned earlier, Dr. Moeller, I know your time is short, but folks can go to opendoorsusa.org to see this entire list and the report on these nations. But on this report, they'll also see numbers along with these countries. What do those mean?
Well, those numbers are part of the system that we use to objectify and rank the countries on the World Watch list. As you can imagine, countries differ in both the severity and the forms that persecution takes place. So we had to do quite a bit of extensive work in developing a system of categorizing and quantifying scores of persecution. And so that's how we determined the ranking using those different scores. There's a questionnaire that we send out to key leaders within the country. We work very diligently and very secretly, obviously, with Christian leaders within each country to document and quantify the amount and intensity of persecution going on. And then we assess those reports and score them, and that's where the ranking develops from.
And again, you can find the worst of the worst at opendoorsusa.org. Dr. Mueller, great to be with you as always.
Great to be with you, Greg. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Dr. Carl Mueller is the president of Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations in the world assisting the persecuted Christian church. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.